The preliminary results for the Park City election came in at about 8:20 Tuesday night, declaring Andy Bierman as the new mayor of Park City. Bierman had 218 votes more than candidate and former mayor Dana Williams for a grand total of 1,318 votes. Born in Columbus, Ohio in 1969, Bierman never imagined he'd meet his future wife, Thea Leonard, in Utah, let alone run for Park City mayor, but says he likes where he landed, and having the public's vote is something he takes seriously.
I feel like we're headed in the right direction. I think this vote is a validation of that, and I picked up a lot of great feedback campaigning, knocking on all the doors I did, having all the events I did. I heard areas where the city's fallen down, and I've made note of those, and I think those are things that I want to talk about with the council during our winter retreat and when we set our priorities for next year, but I don't think we should expect any major changes. I would like to continue on the good work that Mayor Thomas has been doing and really look forward to working with Steve and Tim and the rest of the council.
This is Bierman's second run for mayor. He campaigned against Mayor Jack Thomas in 2013. As for what the future holds, Bierman says it'll be more of the same while working on strengthening the weak links of Park City.
The main focus at this point is really to continue working on what we're doing with our transportation and housing and energy. And I think the one area we're realizing we need to focus on even more is a complete community. Affordability has become such a challenge. We're losing our middle class in town. We're losing our young families and our seniors, and we're not doing a great job of integrating our Latino community. So we could build the perfect town, but if we don't keep people living in it, it's not going to be the place we want it to be. So I think you're going to see an emphasis by this next council going down that direction, and I help facilitate that as mayor.
Bierman won the top spot after serving 6 years on city council. Park City will have the final count for the election on November 16th. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.